Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What do you say, Scal? It's Lou and Christian. How you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you guys?
I'm gonna have to call him out right now because yesterday, you know, Lou and I were teasing you because we feel like you can't say either one of our last names. And the first thing I told Lou yesterday, I said, you know, the first thing we're gonna do with Scal is force him to say our first and last names. And I just found out that the producer told you. So this is not fair.
Oh, you guys are gonna do that beforehand.
Yes.
Fourier.
There you go. How about Lou?
Yeah. Merloni.
There it is. We played a couple of them from the broadcast. You're like, check out the baseball show with Lou Merloni.
For you, Lou Merloni.
It's all good.
You guys know when you're doing reads and you don't know it, you got to stretch out a vowel. Merloni. Oh,
there's a difference. You do it live. We get to do it taped and screw it up five or six times.
So. Yeah, tune in on Friday at around 5:50. You'll hear me mess up about 500 reads.
All right, man. I'm excited to talk about this Celtics team because it looks like they're probably the healthiest they've been in a while here against the 76ers. So, I guess, what do you expect to see tonight from this group maybe finally kind of back together again?
Yeah, so so one thing just from a 30,000-foot view, because I haven't talked to you guys since a lot, like the coaching change and all that stuff, right? And I've been, you know, for a long time, I've always been, you know, I believe that you have to be able to defend at a high level and have versatility, and they have that. And it didn't look like that at the beginning of the year. And then some nights when they're not playing extremely hard, then you could see, like, they're actually not a good basketball team. But when they get after it, you know, they're a pretty good team defensively. And then offensively, I've always been about the ball movement. I just think, you know, the extra pass is the way it goes. And the NBA right now, if you look around at good teams, all the best passing teams are the teams that are you know, at top of the East or top of the West. So I think they're making the right steps. I love Ime in the sense that he has always said, hey, we got to be a better passing team. We've got to move the ball. Our 27th in assist percentage is not going to get it done. So I think they have the identity of what, and this is just my opinion of what it takes to be good in the NBA now. And now it's just a matter of, like, teaching the guys. And you saw Tatum the other night struggling from the field, but he did a good job of getting other people involved. And I thought it was one of his better games from that standpoint. And I'm excited about if Tatum can become, you know, a 6-7 assist guy and still averaging 26, 27 points, then you're talking about an elite player in this league. So right now, like, I'm high about what I see, but it's consistency is where they have to get to.
So, Scal, I know a lot has changed since the last time we talked to you, and one of the things that has changed, and I want to get your reaction to this, is that we no longer call Al Horford average Al.
Nope.
We actually call him wise old Al. Curious to know your thoughts on his new name.
I mean, it's
a compliment now, right?
Old. He doesn't look old some nights, but, and you know, like, I, the biggest thing with the Celtics, and it's good, like, Enes Kanter playing a lot better of late has been good, because I don't think Al Horford's a 30-minute-a-game guy. I don't think he did. I think he's more like a 25, 26-minute-a-game, and I think you'll get the best version of him if you can keep him at that. And but Rob Williams always in and out of the lineup, that hurts him because it makes you have to stretch out. But so you won't if you're calling him wise old Al because he can't move, that's
nope,
bad.
No.
We focus on the wise part. Yeah, the I'm wise very part. Pleased with him. I've softened my stance on Al. I like what he's doing this year. So,
IQ-wise, he's off the charts, for sure.
So I want to ask you about Ime because I do think it's an interesting approach. It's almost like he's been trying to break some habits, like break these guys down, whether it's talking about like Tatum and not letting his shot and got to help and in other ways when you're not shooting well, or even the other night criticizing his team, saying they seem like individually they're trying to get their games going rather than as a team. So do you like this approach from Ime? Because it looks like he's trying to break them down from some bad habits they formed the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Brad it was a different philosophy. I don't want to call like Tatum dropping 60 is not a bad habit. It's just I think Ime's come from the San Antonio style where ball movement is king, right? It's like you always made the extra pass. You always went from good to great. And look, I don't know what it's like to be Jason Tatum where, you're constantly, your whole life, you're getting downhill, you're dicing through the defense, you're always getting to the rim. Never emphasize passing. But, those type of changes don't happen overnight. One night I was talking to Danny Ainge about this. I think it was like 2 years ago. And we started bringing up some players, right? And he was like, James Harden has always been, like, everyone thinks he's a ball hog, but he's one of the best passers in the NBA. Like, some guys are just Luka Doncic, even when he was 15 years old, was making hook passes to guys in the corner. Like, some guys are just naturally good passers, and Tatum is not one of them. But he brought up a guy, DeMar DeRozan, who's really passing the ball the last couple of years at a high level. Like, why can't Tatum be like a DeMar DeRozan in passing the ball? And I was like, yeah, it's a good point. I think he averaged 7 assists last year. DeRozan. So I think what Ime is doing is like the best version of the NBA right now is ball movement. Look at the Phoenix Suns, look at the Golden State Warriors, the Miami Heat, the Milwaukee Bucks. When everyone is at their best, that ball is popping and you're getting wide open shots. So I think that they understand like to get to where you want to go, Tatum and Brown both have to develop as playmakers and ball movers and also carry the load. Like when you're talking about winning it all, man, they're talking about having nights where you're having 30 and 12. That's the type of stuff it takes if they're talking about, putting a banner up there. And I'm sure that's what eventually everyone in Boston wants to get to.
So the non-pregame, team meeting that did or didn't exist, I guess it depends on who you talk to, in the beginning of the season with Marcus Smart, they're not passing the ball. Have you seen a significant change as far as attitude and personality with this team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is not about passing. The biggest thing is about the defense. I think if you look at that moment and just look at the defense since that moment, they're a top five defensive team. So, sometimes when you have those meetings, a lot of things is said, but the message coming out might not always be, the correct message like getting to the media or getting to us. But if just look at their defensive rating from that meeting on, and I've been to a lot of team meetings. Never do the players talk about defense, but sometimes like you have these come to Jesus moments and everyone realizes like, hey, our identity is defensively. We got to pick it up. And since that time, they've been good defensively. We've had a few like the Brooklyn game was like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe that. They just got blitzed by those guys. But in general, since that meeting, the defense has gone, they were bottom five to top five. Like, you don't make those type of changes unless something is getting through to them.
All right, Scal, you mentioned Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And there's been, more than one person just talking about, like, when these two are on the court, it doesn't look like they complement one another. It looks a little disconnected. Like, one guy goes, the other guy goes. Do you think these guys need to bring their game together? Can you see that in them? Or is that a fair assessment that it looks kind of disconnected at times?
No, it looks disconnected, but the way you get there is by figuring it out. Like, here's a great stat that I was like blown away by. Jaylen, this is start of, I guess, maybe two games ago. Jaylen Brown has made 58 passes to Jason Tatum all year, and only three of those have resulted in assists all year. Three assists to the best player. So, and I set out, like I said a game before that I would love to see. Look, we've already talked about Tatum becoming a playmaker. He's doing a good job of getting other people involved. But there were times when I watched LeBron and D Wade, and those guys would go two-man game and they would play off of one another and it'd be unstoppable because they were such good decision makers. And it wouldn't always result in those guys getting the shot, but it just compromised the defense so much that Mike Miller would be wide open. Shane Battier would be wide open. So yeah, I think that's the next step. But they're young and they have a long time to do that. But I do think if you look at it right now, it doesn't look like those guys are figuring out how to together beat, you know, an opponent. But that's the growth that these guys have to get through, and it's a challenge of Ime and trying to get to that point.
You know, Jalen, I think in the offseason, talking about last year, he didn't have many dunks. It wasn't himself. He didn't feel athletic. He had some issues with that knee. Now this year, whether it's the knee and now the hamstring, are there any concerns about just injury, you know, with this guy? I even said 25 is not supposed to feel this old or whatever it might be, but are you concerned about Jalen?
I think nowadays with the Celtics, I'm concerned about injuries. Yeah. Like Rob Williams missing time. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you have the, like, we don't have the luxury of those guys missing extended time and still being good. So yeah, I mean, as far as like to make it this, like an assumption, like, man, long-term, I don't know if this guy's going to be able to last. Like, I can't make that assumption because I'm not the doctor. I'm not seeing him every day. And you know, like I'm not privy to any of that information, but you know, from the outside in, you remember players now sit out all the time for stuff that's like not that big of a deal. It's not how it was back in the day. And I thought it was really cool the other night. Kevin Durant said, I want to play 48 minutes every night. Like, if my body feels good, I want to play, which is kind of weird to hear guys say that nowadays, because everyone seems to be taking load management days and getting rest days and stuff like that so they can prolong their career. So I don't know how serious this stuff is. It's just a lingering thing. And I also don't know, like, sometimes when you're sore, and I'm sure Christian could attest to this, when you're sore, you go out there and you warm up and you start playing, everything goes away. And then you're sore again, you know, the next day. But eventually, you know, like, you just figure out how to navigate getting through, you know, games injured. But I'm not sure not every player plays injured or hurt right now. I think a lot of players kind of pick and choose, and they want to feel 100% before they go out there.
Okay, so Brian, I gotta get your opinion on a league issue. You know, on Sunday, LeBron James actually went and got two fans kicked out of the game for something that they were saying to them. I don't know what they were saying. I don't know if it's, you know, but the idea of a player pointing out fans that are sitting courtside and forcing them to leave, I think is a little childish to me based on the fact that what looks like is LeBron couldn't handle the criticism.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is okay. I'll just tell you what was reported, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like something about like LeBron's son and, you know, like, you know, I don't want to say the word, but it's like, it wasn't kind. It was not about basketball. I think fans should 100% be able to like criticize players for A, like the money they make, the commercials they're in, the basketball stuff. I totally am fine with that. You want to go at a player for his appearance, you know, I'm actually okay with that too. Like, LeBron looking a little old there, like whatever. But like, and you have kids, right? Like,
sure.
Dude, that's messed up, dude. Like, talking about a person's family like that while he's out there performing, like, I'm not okay with that. But
no, but I think I mean, I guess it would kind of trigger me also, but I just feel like it's a different, you know, obviously atmosphere that we're in now where, well, like when you played or when we played, you could really pretty much say whatever the hell you wanted. Now, maybe we were too stupid because we never did anything about it, and maybe, you know, or maybe we don't have the power like a LeBron James or the ability to deal with it. To me, it stood out because I don't know how egregious was it.
Yeah, it stood out to me too. It stood out to me too. But you know, like, and also, and you know what? I don't actually know if it was said. It was reported that it was said about LeBron and his son and all this other stuff. And I know. But if what was reported was actually true, then those people got to go. Like, you got to keep it about the player, keep it about the team, keep it about the hoop, and heckle all you want. Keep it about, like the other day, I guess, in Madison Square Garden, someone brought up the fact that Russell Westbrook makes $44 million, and he got mad about it, you know? Like, that's fine. I think that's good heckling. You know, like, they're like, they're paying you $44 million. What are you doing out here? So I'm okay with all that, but once you start going, come on, man. Like, you can't be talking about people's families, and you can't be saying things about people's kids and stuff like that. That's like, at that point, like, you got to go. You got to keep it about basketball or keep it about appearance, because just don't bring in people's families.
Scal, speaking of the league stuff, I'm curious your thoughts, because, you know, we were talking about Jason Tatum and, you know, not shooting the ball the way he has in the past. Other guys in the league have mentioned it before, and I don't know what you think of Tatum. Maybe it's just some added muscle, added strength, because a lot of people are talking about this basketball, like the new ball. Like, do you hear anything from some of these shooters saying that that's a concern?
I did a piece on NBC Sports Boston, so if you guys want to go check it out, I thought the ball was tremendous. I think it's unbelievable, you know, like compared to the old NBA ball. And so I think that if you guys notice, and I'm sure you guys like this, and so do I, and I'm trying to mention it on the broadcast, is the physicality is way up. And that's great. It's great for the game. The game flows. So, you know, superstar players, they want to go to the free throw line. They want to see the ball go in 6, 7, 8 times a game. They don't want any contact. And then when you call a foul on a guy, that guy has to dial it back 10-20%. So no, I think it's about the physicality. And we have this stat where Tatum, you know, if he shoots 12 free throws in a game, he averages 44 points a game on any game where he shoots more than 12 free throws. So obviously it gets your rhythm. You see the ball go in, and all of a sudden now you start making 6, 7, 8, 9 threes in a row. So it doesn't take a lot for these elite scorers to get going. And the free throw line has always been a way for guys to get them to get going. And that's why guys, when they're struggling, go to the basket so they can see the ball go in or get to the free throw line. But the referees are not calling those fouls anymore. And I think, personally, I think it's the best thing the NBA has done in years.
Me too.
But, you know, but the superstars, you can imagine.
Yeah.
How all the numbers are down, and you can see, like, everyone's asking, why are you not as good? Well, just watch the games. The games are so different.
All right, he's Brian Scalabrine. He'll be on the call tonight, NBC Sports, with the great Mike Gorman as well. Enjoy the game tonight, Scal, and thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
Sounds good.
All right. That is an Odyssey NBA Insider, Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls are sponsored by the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. You can turn your football picks into $10,000. Just enter now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.